section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
And welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. Buff the Stuff Bagwell was in a serious car accident, as TMZ.com reported. What do you think about this, Aaron?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, even though Buff Bagwell was not well liked by, well, anybody, he's still a person. He never wished harm upon somebody. And it's unfortunate that this had to happen. And from the way that it has sounded thus far, It wasn't like it was his fault in the situation. So, but you know, that's all that we know for now. And, we'll find out a little bit more once the story unfolds.
Yes, he is a person, Aaron, by the way, just to let you know, he is a person.
So I found out.
So something big happened. Actually, Tough Enough winner Andy Levine was released. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, what did you think about this, Aaron?
Yeah, I actually am not that surprised. And the main reason why is because once he won, I did not feel as though he deserved it. I really felt that Luke would have been a better fit. Yeah, he was a lot like The Miz, or there was another guy who was on there who broke his ankle. And obviously, he was the person who should have gone. It's one of those things where he was released because they said he did not he didn't advance at all. Like, he wasn't progressing. He was just stagnant. And so they said, you know what? Well, if that's going to be the case, then, well, you know, there's no need for him here in the WWE. He can go and he can work the indie scene because he's not ready for WWE standards.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that's the real reason why he got released. He just was not advancing as quickly as some people could. I still think he was the right decision. You know, looking back at it, I still believe he was the right decision when it's all said and done. But I can see why other people are upset about this now, because there's two other guys that could have won. But the thing is, they look like Austin Aries. I mean, they're that size. And they're supposed to be powerhouses opposed to acrobatic, if that makes sense. I just think that it sucks that he was released, but you know, crap happens. But something that we've talked about many times that they should be doing is Extreme Rules is actually going to finally have a pre-show. I mean, they used to do this with Sunday Night. Was it Sunday Night Heat? And they are finally doing this, but it's going to be on YouTube. So what do you think about this, Aaron?
I'm really happy with it. I think that this is a very, very smart idea on WWE's part. This is one of those things that I've wanted for a very long time. And the fact that they are finally doing something to kind of fill that void and get people excited, number one, it does something very, very smart here, which is that they get to see how many people are watching. So they get real numbers there. And then after that, they can see, okay, we had, I don't know, let's just say 1 million people watch this. And then all of a sudden there's only like 500,000 buys. You know, let's be generous. Mm-hmm. 500,000 buys. Well, if that's the case, then it's like, all right, well, that's saying that there was a huge drop off there, that these people may have wanted the pay-per-view. Maybe some people got it by different means, but they weren't able to see the pay-per-view. And then they might think, you know what, maybe we should drop the price in there. Maybe they do something else. But either way, having a pre-show, having something beforehand, I think is very, very smart to do. And I hope they expand on it.
Yeah, and I think what they should do, and this is what I would do. We actually talked about this earlier. I believe that if the WWE wants to see if the network's going to work, and how they're talking about having, you know, 9 of the 13 pay-per-views on that channel, why don't you just run the channel on YouTube for a while? Because you can. There's not going to be any added cost. I mean, there might be a little bit of cost to do it, but you can see how the network's going to do way before it's going to go to DirecTV or Dish or Comcast or Time Warner or whatever the other places are. This could be a test run if they wanted to do it. Why don't they just run the next pay-per-view on YouTube and have it so you have buys? But the YouTube one has ads on it. I mean, there's so many possibilities. You know, we'll have to talk about this at some point. I mean, maybe it'll be a weekly topic. But we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Anyways, let's move on to Raw. Wow. That's all I can say about Raw. Boring. So R-Truth gets some offense, finally, on A-Train. Because we're not going to call him Lord Tensei, because it's A-Train, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, this is one of those things that I really feel they should have done from the start, which is that R-Truth was actually getting some offense. So it was a little bit more of a wrestling match than what we have seen in the past, like when he took on Yoshitatsu or A-Rai. This was actually more of a wrestling match. It felt like, I don't want to say it felt like R-Truth was going to win, because immediately he came out, I'm like, oh, that's fine, A-Train's going to win. But it made it a little more believable. People were like, oh, okay, you know, I could see this. I could see this. I think that this is what they should have done from the start, but I still don't know who they're going to have him feud with, because he's not in a feud right now. They're having him come out and wrestle random people every single week, and that's it. And I don't care. Like, there's nothing going on to progress his storyline at all. And so I'm just kind of stuck here waiting, twiddling my thumbs.
I'm telling you right now, this is who it's going to be. Curt Hawkins, his first feud. It'll be one match. He'll say, I don't like you.
And that'll be believable.
Prepare to die, Hawkins. So Sheamus takes on Mark Henry, and then something happens. What happens, Aaron?
Well, Daniel Bryan is the special guest referee for this match, Andy.
Yes.
And your boy, Daniel Bryan, mind you. So your boy, Daniel Bryan, is the special guest referee for this match. And how did that go, Andy? How did that match go?
It really, Mark Henry finally won a match. First time in a long time. It was a quick three count. Sheamus did kick out at the very end. But, of course, Daniel Bryan said, it's over with. And Sheamus couldn't touch him, because if he touches him, he's gone. So Daniel Bryan, like an idiot, takes the shirt off and throws it in his face. He's no longer a ref now.
Yeah, which that was kind of dumb. But Daniel Bryan ended up getting the upper hand, which was, you know, the main thing. He slapped on the yes lock. Do you think that this is telling for the pay-per-view at the, you know, this week?
I don't know, dude. Maybe that's something we should talk about later. We should talk about what we think is going to happen to the pay-per-view. I mean, right now, I think he'll get the yes lock on, but we'll talk about that later. So let's move on to the whole CM Punk thing. Of course, A-Rai, who has not been on TV unless it was he had to, you know, put someone over, tells Chris Jericho that CM Punk's been drinking some alcohol. And so they go out there, and there's some police officers who make him go through some tests that we have a friend of the show, Doug, will... He has a little rant that he wants to talk about how they did everything wrong, but whatever, and how the line wasn't straight. Plus, he said S then T when he was doing the alphabet backwards. But yeah, this segment was went on a little too long. I mean, what did you think, dude?
I agree with you. I think the segment went on just a little too long, and I think that's where it really fell off. If the segment was, I don't know, let's say 5 minutes shorter, I think it would have done the job. I think it would have been, you know, at least decent. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, you know, what was gained by this? Like, you know, Punk got Jericho in the ring. Like, you know, I mean, really? Like, you had to go through all of that? That you didn't need to. You know, there that was unnecessary to do. So I don't know. I really feel that this segment kind of missed the point. And I still feel that if you really want to do a segment with these two, how about let's see who can wrestle better? You know, like I said before, that's all you need to do. And I really feel that they do not know how to use Jericho properly.
Oh, yeah.
They did this when he was taking on Edge, and they're doing it now when he's taking on Punk.
I know. And that's the sad part about it, because when it's all said and done, he leaves. He's going to leave, and everyone's going to be like, oh, that was it? It was just that? Like, it's kind of sad. I mean, like, no matter how you look at it, it's really sad that they've screwed this up. I don't think, though, that they screwed up the whole Cena-Lesnar stuff, so it's been pretty good so far. I am wondering how he's going to wrestle, because you got to get back in that mode, and he has to learn not to you know, hit him too hard. So it's kind of going to be interesting to see how this match happens.
Do you think that Lesnar is going to go into MMA mode instead?
I could see that. But it's going to be interesting how they actually do it, because there's so many things that could happen. I mean, Lesnar's going to go over. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Unless Cena does something where he makes it so he cheats to win. But that would be about it. I mean, there's no other way to do this and to make Lesnar look good. I mean, you know, the guy only has 33 dates left. And then, you know, on Sunday, that'll be 32 left. Mm-hmm. So you got to use him properly if you only have him for a year. And it's almost one of those things where if Cena was to do something like make it so he can't wrestle, it'd be really interesting to see what happens. So, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think that that's going to happen, though. But, you know, I think that we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, Andy, I believe that you have some tape of Doug. He kind of wanted to put in his two cents about Monday Night Raw.
Yep. So here's Doug on his little rant that he had.
Hey, this is Doug Hahn. Just wanted to give a few comments on Raw and how this is my rant. First off, Brock Lesnar sucks on the mic. He just needs to be intimidating, stand in the corner, and beat people up. Keep the mic away from him. Number two, I hate how the WWE portrays cops. It's pathetic. That is not a standard field sobriety test, and I should know. Three, did anybody else notice that Punk still f***ed up the alphabet? Number four, on a good note, I think Beth Phoenix did a great job selling the injury. If it wasn't for Cole and the commentators, I would have thought that it was real. And five, for a three-hour special of Raw, it felt like a normal two-hour of Raw and lacked any excitement going into Extreme Rules. Those are my comments and thoughts, and my predictions for Extreme Rules will come later.
So that's Doug, who actually called in our comment line. And if you guys want to, you know, join in, of course, talk about Raw. One thing that we didn't talk about that I thought he made a good point about was the whole thing with Beth Phoenix, you know, getting injured. I thought that was pretty good, because I would have thought that she really was injured, but then he was right. The announcers gave it away. They basically said, oh, by the way, she's not really injured. So I'll agree with him on that. So let's move on to
SmackDown. And Andy,
go ahead.
Before we go to SmackDown, you had said that you know, anyone could call in. What's the comment line number there, Andy?
It's 206-339-8419 for now. We actually will have a special one just for Off the Mark coming up here shortly. So. And when that one goes live, we'll start telling everyone about it. If you have any thoughts that you want to put on Raw or SmackDown or Impact or the pay-per-view, we'll put it on our show. Doesn't matter. The only thing we ask, no swear words. We want to keep it clean, a little bit at least. So let's move on to SmackDown. So Albert Del Rio is set to feud with either Sheamus or Sho. So I'm going to have to say it's going to be Sheamus. I think
really,
I wouldn't be surprised if Del Rio somehow, some way makes Sheamus tap, and then somehow Sheamus Sheamus gets in the feud with, you know, so it'll be kind of like a three-way feud, you know, because I don't think the Big Show with the IC title, I think they're going to do something completely different with that. I don't think Del Rio's going to be with him, but you never know. I mean, what do you think?
You know, I think that Sheamus and Del Rio would be a pretty decent feud, and it's something that they could, you know, run with for probably the next, you know, three pay-per-views. So I could see him moving in that direction, because they've been teasing him. You know, he's been taking on Sho, so he has that little mini feud going on while Sho's taking on Rhodes. But they also are, you know, teasing Sheamus and Del Rio. I would be in favor of a Sheamus Del Rio, and I think that after this Sunday, regardless of who wins the World Heavyweight Championship, I think that Sheamus and Del Rio should feud.
I like how you put wins. That means you're saying that Sheamus is not going to retain.
Well, I'm saying that he has the possibility to, you know, but whomever wins the title, you know, whoever holds on to the title, I think that they should still feud.
Okay. All right. So WWE is doing something kind of cool right now. They're actually building some new tag teams. Of course, we saw Santino and Ryder, which I thought was a decent tag team. And then, of course, Dolph Ziggler and Jack Swagger, they're becoming a tag team basically because they had nothing to do with those guys. And then Young and Titus, of course, are now a tag team, which I find kind of weird, but we'll see what happens. But I like the fact that they've been actually doing this lately. They've been actually taking guys who, you know, Zack Ryder, you know, as much as I don't want to point this out, but they are basically killing his character. He got popular and then he was gone. You know, you carry the momentum over and over again, but you put it with Santino, who Santino is hot right now, still hot. You put both those guys together and everyone loves it. I'm almost hoping they do become a tag team for a little bit, because they got nothing for Ryder to do right now. There's nothing for Ryder to do.
Yeah, and I agree with you there. I think that they could be a decent tag team. It is a little interesting of a dynamic, though, since Ryder is the former United States champion. He lost it to Swagger, who lost it to Santino. And, you know, has no need to get it back, which is just kind of weird. But other than that, I think that Ziggler and Swagger are that's just a perfect tag team. I think that they go together very well. I think that they should probably get uniforms that, you know, kind of go together. and then as for Titus and Darren Young, that's just also another natural tag team. And to have four tag teams, you know, including the tag team champions, I think that's just the way to go. And I really hope that they keep some of these people in a tag team for a long period of time. For example, Young and Titus, they should stay a tag team for at least a year. At least a year. There's no need at all. No need whatsoever to break them up. Ziggler and Swagger, keep them as a tag team for probably about 6 months before you kind of go down the road of, you know, someone likes Vicky better, or, you know, they're going to fight over Vicky or something stupid like that.
Right.
And then as for Santino and Zack Ryder, I think that they're somebody you could have as a tag team for a little while before you break them up, kind of like a 6 month gig too.
Yeah.
But either way, the fact that WWE is actually doing this is nice, because the tag team wrestling has been horrid. So I'm very happy that they are doing this.
And they usually do this every so often where basically they're like, okay, we're not going to give any love to tag teams. And all of a sudden you're like, you know, we don't have any tag teams. We should probably give it some love. So I'm wondering how long this is actually going to last. You know, a month, 2 months, you know, 1 week. We'll see. But, you know, you get four superstars out there, which is a big deal. Four of them out there in one match. People like that. You know, I'm hoping they continue to give the love to it. So anyway, so if you want to give some love to our sponsor, it's one of our sponsors. It's HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster? Or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, and one-click script installs with a free site builder and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code off the mark, you could save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86 Off the Mark page. You just go to, you know, shows, and then click on Off the Mark, and you're going to see a banner at the top. It goes right to the WWE shop zone, actually. And right now, you can do a couple things, actually. You can either save $10 off if you spend $70 or more, or if you buy any WrestleMania gear, it's actually half off right now. So be sure to check that out. And, you know, leaving the WWE, let's go on to Impact Wrestling. It's Open Challenge Night, Aaron. That's what happens.
Well, you have somebody like D-Von, who has to defend the TV title against Bully Ray.
Oh,
that's
really
something that happens. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And what do you think about that, Ian? I mean, obviously the tag team, you know, who are wrestling each other, and D-Von wins. He defeats his old tag team partner Bully Ray. What do you think about that?
It actually, I think, makes Bully Ray look bad by doing this, because you have him face him. It's open challenge night. He should have beat him. Bully should have actually been the new TV champion. That's what I think they should have done. The fact that D-Von beat him, it just actually hurts. It actually hurts Bully Ray. After all the momentum that he's been going through and the fact that he's been doing really good, you know, as a singles wrestler, I think this brings him down a notch. I really do. What do you think?
Interesting. I don't know if I have a strong feeling one way or another about this, actually. I don't really care. I feel like this is a wasted opportunity by having them. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. They've wrestled before. They've wrestled at pay-per-views before. But I think that this is something where, you know, why give this away on free TV? You know, why? There's no need for that.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, that's another reasoning behind it. But come on.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So anyway, so Jeremy Borash wants Bischoff. And why is this, Aaron?
So he had been, you know, kind of antagonizing him for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And I think that the whole point of this is they wanted to make Open Fight Night like a, all right, you know what? We've had stuff brewing for months. I'm calling you out. And the whole thing with Borash, because, you know, that's unexpected. You are not expecting it. You're expecting someone to come out and be like, hey, Rude, I want the title. You know, hey, tag team champs, I want the title. That's what you're expecting. You're not expecting a commentator, an announcer to call out the former, you know, head, I don't know if he was head of the company, you know, former like creative director, somebody who was high up in the company in a management position, not in a, you know, not a wrestler.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't care about this. I think I fast forward through most of it. So anyway, so tension is brewing between Jeff Hardy, not Matt, of course, and Ken Anderson. What's going on with this, Aaron?
Yeah, they had a match against the tag team champions. They lost. They had some words in the ring, and you could definitely tell that there was something going on there. It you know, stems from last week when they had the number one contender match, and they both lost to RVD. They'll probably end up having a match at the next pay-per-view. And, you know, after that, maybe that'll be for the number one contendership or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll see. It's going to be interesting, of course. And, of course, they lost to the tag champs, which, you know, who's going to stop them right now, the tag champs? But, oh, well.
Yeah.
So let's move on to our weekly topic. We got some predictions for Extreme Rules, of course, in Chicago, Illinois.
And we don't normally do predictions for every pay-per-view. It just happens to be that this is a pretty big pay-per-view. I believe we did it last year for Money in the Bank. I believe that we, you know, had a prediction show for that. But that's because, you know, it was such a very big marquee pay-per-view. And, you know, this, I think, is the exact same way. I think that you have a lot of big name matches that, you know, matches that are, you know, carried over from WrestleMania and ones that would have been on WrestleMania.
Yeah, and I like the fact that they're also testing something out, too. Of course, we talked about earlier, but Santino and The Miz, they're going to be wrestling, but it's only going to be on YouTube, which actually I think is a great deal, dude. I mean, that's awesome that they're doing that because it's free. You get to see how many people are actually really tuning in, and then you can see, let's say they actually have like a million people watching it. We'll even say 2 million people watching it. And then if they're buys, let's say that pay-per-view, they're expecting like 300,000 buys and then gets up to like 400,000 buys. They're going to start scratching their heads and like, wow, maybe we should do this. One interesting thing also about this that I think is really cool is it's almost like the business model they had with the pay-per-views. It was good, but I think them doing this, they're going to change it where there's only going to be 4 pay-per-views. And you're going to want those pay-per-views. You're going to spend the 50 or 60 bucks out of those pay-per-views because the other 9 were great. And the pre-show was awesome. So,
absolutely.
So, what do you think?
So, Andy, what is your prediction for Santino?
I think
and The Miz?
He's going to drop it. I think The Miz is going to be the new champion, and I think it's the perfect thing to do, especially if somehow he cheats to win, he gets it. I got to give it to The Miz. I think The Miz is going to win. It's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a huge deal for the show. What do you think?
I think that you pointed something out there, which is that this is going to be a huge deal for the show. Having The Miz win the title in a dark match that's going to be on YouTube, that will legitimize it, and that'll make people go, hey, I got to tune in for this because there was a title change that just happened. So my prediction is Miz.
And it's also going to help The Miz get back from where he was because he hasn't been doing anything.
Absolutely.
So Cody Rhodes versus The Big Show. What do you think?
I got a big show for this, too. I think that Cody Rhodes is going to move on to the World Heavyweight Championship. I think that he's going to get into a mini feud with somebody else first and then move on to Sheamus.
Okay. All right. So we have the next match, of course, is going to be Kane versus Orton. It's going to be false count anywhere. Is that no holds barred, too?
No, a false count anywhere means that you can pin the guy in the ring, but there's rope break. Or you can put him outside the ring. There is DQ in that match, then technically.
Oh.
Technically, there's disqualification in that match because if falls can count anywhere, if they use the table, if they use a chair, which you know what's going to happen is someone's going to use a chair and then they're not going to get DQ'd.
Right. Okay.
You know that's going to happen.
All right. So
I got Orton for this. I got Orton.
I got Orton too. I think this is how it's going to end. I think their feud's going to be done after this. So, yeah. Anyway, so the next match is Daniel O'Brien versus Sheamus. It's a 2 out of 3 falls match. You know,
which I don't know if you knew this, Andy, or not, but that is an extreme match.
It sure is.
2 out of 3 falls. Oh, that is perfect for Extreme Rules because it's 2 instead of 1.
That is true. And I'm just going to say this right now. Daniel O'Brien will win the first match. And then on the third match, he is going to put up the yes lock in and Sheamus will tap. So I'm saying Daniel O'Brien's going to win the title. What do you think, Aaron?
I don't know if Daniel Bryan's going to win the title. This is actually the hardest one to choose from because Daniel Bryan has been so freaking hot lately that if they put the title back on him, then you're going to have that big, you know, like, oh, is Sheamus going to get it back type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something where if they gave Daniel – here's my thought. If they give Daniel Bryan the title back, more interesting storyline. However, though, Sheamus is in bed with Triple H. They're really good buddies. And so I think that Sheamus is going to win. I don't think he'll win 2 straight, though. Or I don't think he's going to win 2. I think that Daniel Bryan will get 1 of the falls.
Okay.
He has to, because otherwise his heat's going to be gone.
Oh, I think he's going to get the first one, too.
So my prediction is Sheamus.
Okay.
I hate to say it.
All right. So next match, which it should have been the main event, but now it's not. It's going to be CM Punk versus Chris Jericho in a Chicago street fight. I am looking forward to this, dude, because around the Allstate Arena, dude, I love that area. Because if I'm correct, there's a Target over there as well. Or is it United Center? No, I'm right. It's Allstate Arena. There's a shopping place. All that entire area is going to be awesome. And I'm looking forward, mm-hmm. dude, like I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it, dude. That's going to be awesome. I can't wait for this match. And, you know, CM Punk has been sitting there. Oh, I'd love to do this, this and this for years. And now he gets to do it. And it's going to be in Chicago. And it's a pay-per-view.
You know that. Here's the thing that sucks about this match, though. I bet it's going to be really early on in the card.
Oh, dude, it's going to be like the first match. That's a crap.
This is going to be probably like the second or third match, I'm guessing. And here's why. Because the main event, which is Lesnar versus Cena, is an Extreme Rules match. That is the exact same as a Chicago street fight. You can't have 2 ladder matches in a row. You can't, you know, because that's stupid. You can't have, you know, the Money in the Bank. You can't have them back to back because that is just stupid. It really is. So this match has to be either, you know, third to last or before that. It has to be. And that really sucks because this is going to be the biggest pop of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Punk is going to come out just like he did at Money in the Bank and the crowd is going to go freaking nuts. They are going to lose their stuff. Okay. This is going to be a great match. And I think that this is really going to help showcase a lot of the wrestling techniques. I actually wish that this was the 2 out of 3 falls because I think that this would have been a better use of it. I really do.
That would be cool. It's almost you almost want them to add that on there, too. You're like, you know, it's going to be 2 out of 3 falls, Chicago street fight rules, and they can go anywhere in Chicago. And that'd be awesome.
Or an Iron Man. You know, I mean, I think that these two would have put on one hell of a match.
Oh, yeah.
For this match, I got Punk.
Oh, yeah.
Punk is going to win. It's his hometown, you know, and also there's no need to give the title to Jericho. I think that you have Punk win, have him hold on to the title maybe a little bit longer. I think he needs to lose the title, though, maybe within the next 3 months. It's just got to be a worthy opponent, though, and Jericho's not going to be there. So you can't lose it to Jericho.
Yeah, and we all know, you know, the rumor still with Jericho is that he's leaving after SummerSlam. So, you know, I don't know if you want to put the strap on him now and then have CM Punk get it back. Because I think the whole thing with CM Punk stuff, I mean, it's been decent so far. But, you know, we'll see what happens. So let's move on to the unfortunate main event of the night, which is going to be Brock Lesnar versus John Cena in Extreme Rules, which means no holds barred. They can do whatever they want. Chairs, tables, canes.
So it's the exact same as a Chicago street fight. Is that what you're telling
me? Yeah, it's same thing. Well, no, I think a Chicago street fight, technically, if you put the guy through the table, you get disqualified. You know, there's going to be something like that. Like somehow there's going to be a DQ in that match when it's not supposed to. You know, it's like when you have a guy now like the submission matches where the guys go to pin them, you know. I'm gonna say right now Lesnar's gonna win. What do you think?
Yeah, Lesnar's gonna win this one. Cena's gonna have to get his heat back at Over the Limit. You know, they have to. And, you know, it's a good way to keep Cena out of the title picture, too. So I think that, you know, have these two feud for the next two pay-per-views, maybe even a third, you know, kind of do a trilogy. But definitely the next two pay-per-views, they got a feud.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So anyway, so before we, you know, stop talking about this, actually, Doug had some Doug, friend of the show, actually had some things he wanted to talk about on this pay-per-view. So here's Doug.
Hi, this is Doug Hahn with my predictions for Extreme Rules in Chicago in the dark match. I believe it's going to be the tag team champions against I don't know who, but guess what? They lose and lose the titles. The next up is Miz versus Marupa, and I'm going to predict the Miz is your new United States champion. And Intercontinental Champion action, Big Show versus Cody Rhodes. I'm picking Big Show, actually. Randy Orton versus Kane in a false count anywhere. Randy Orton wins. WWE Champion CM Punk versus Chris Jericho in a Chicago street fight. I'm going with CM Punk in his hometown. And then, let's see here, World Heavyweight Champion Sheamus versus Daniel Bryan. I am picking Sheamus with a straight two wins in a row. They won't even get to the third fall. And in the main event, John Cena versus Brock Lesnar, I am picking Brock Lesnar to win this one. Those are my predictions for Extreme Rules. Thank you.
And that was Doug Hahn. He actually made a good point. We forgot about talking to the tag teams because they're going to drop the titles whenever it is. He said for the dark match, but I think they'll wrestle. And also the women's match, something he didn't bring up and we didn't talk about either. There should be a women's match with, we'll probably see Karma win the title from Bella. Brie, Nikki, it doesn't matter.
I don't know if they'll probably want to advertise that. You know, she'll come out on Raw or something. So
that's true. And also, one thing he said that was different from us is that he said Sheamus is going to win twice in a row. There's not going to be a third fall. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll have to, you know, talk about that next week on who is right, who is wrong, and we'll go from there. So any last thoughts for Extreme Rules, Aaron?
I'm looking forward to it, but I hope it's not a letdown. I really hope it's not a letdown. I actually can't wait for the Daniel Bryan Sheamus match because Chicago is just one of the greatest cities in the world to watch wrestling. And you're going to watch that thinking that Sheamus is the heel.
Like, oh, yeah.
Playing it simple. And you're going to watch Cena Lesnar thinking Cena's the heel.
Mm-hmm.
It's Chicago, they cheer for the people they like. And like Punk Jericho, they're going to cheer for both of them. That's thing. They're going to cheer for both because they like both. They like Daniel Bryan. They're going to cheer for Daniel Bryan over Sheamus. They don't like Sheamus. And they don't like Cena. They're going to cheer for Lesnar, you know, or they're going to boo both of them. I don't know. We'll see. But I cannot wait to watch those three matches. Those are the three biggest matches, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. And what? I'm just looking forward to it. I'm actually thinking what's going to happen. The opening match is going to be CM Punk and Jericho. Because Lesnar's going to be like, oh, I haven't wrestled in a long time, so we may need to have the crappy guys, you know, right before our match. So they're going to probably go first. That's the sad part. So anyway, that's Extreme Rules. I can't wait to talk about it next week. That's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.